Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, where they don't do just floors, they cover all the bases in home design. And by Southwest Title, where closing deals is their game, and they never drop the ball. And also sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the tournaments for WIAA volleyball teams. Members going on the road tonight and in the area a few matches. We'll have details as well on a couple of Monday night games and state news as well, where we look at the Packers. Now with a kicking dilemma a little bit.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
I am Phil Nee, and here is a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports for today. High school volleyball will get underway with WIAA tournament play across the state of Wisconsin. Several teams with play-in matches tonight. The Richland Center Hornets will not be among those teams. I talked to head coach Jamie Johnson recently about Richland Center's playoff fate.
It came out today where you're going for the tournament. Do you think the loss against River Valley hurt you in the seeding process?
I don't think so. Had we won, it might have helped us maybe trying to maybe get into that two seed, but Luther and Viroqua were kind of head and shoulders. I mean, Viroqua had the max preps ranking was much higher than everybody else's with all their win total. Luther, though, beat Viroqua, beat us, beat Aquinas, so they were the top two there. I was happy that we were ahead of Aquinas, and we don't have to face them right away, because their record is maybe different, but they play a very, very tough schedule. So there's seven or eight teams. Like even Westby, who we might play, Westby Nakusa winner, Westby just beat Luther Tuesday night. That's why it was such a hard seeding meeting because, Westby beats Luther, Luther beats Viroqua, Viroqua beats Westby, Adams Friendship all of a sudden pops in and beats Westby, but Luther beats Aquinas. It was like, there was no dominant team that was consistent that made it a little bit easier. So, it's an exciting time, and we'll look forward to next week.
Richland Center head volleyball coach Jamie Johnson. His team will await their tournament opponent. It will be either Nakusa or Westby. The Hornets are seeded third. Nakusa 11th plays at number 3 seed Westby this evening. Also, New Glarus will be at Lancaster. Dodgeville will host Columbus. And Darlington will entertain Prairie du Chien. Adams Friendship will host Westfield. And Poinette will be at GET with the winner to face number 1 seed Viroqua in the next round. That's in Division 3 matches from the area. Looking at Division 4 matches, Kickapoo will play at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Wisconsin Heights, and New Lisbon plays at Riverdale. The Chieftains are a 7th seed, New Lisbon a 10th seed. The winner of this one will face Brookwood at Brookwood coming up on Thursday night. WRCO will be on hand at Riverdale Schools tonight as the Chieftains entertain the Rockets. Other teams with byes in the first round, Cashton a 3rd seed and Fenimore a number 1 seed, will not have matches until Thursday night. WIA tournament play from Division 5. It will be North Crawford playing at Ithaca. The Trojans 9th seed, Ithaca number 8 seed, and the teams just went 5 sets on Thursday night of last week before Ithaca came out a winner. Number 1 seed Royal has a first round bye. Number 5 Hillsboro is hosting number 12 Cooley Christian Providence Academy. Tonight, the winner of that match will face DeSoto on Thursday. Lafarge Youth Initiative will be at Waniwak Center, and Wazika Steuben will be entertaining Weston tonight in the first round of the tournament. The winner of that match will face number 2 seed Highland in the next round. Lafarge and Waniwak Center winner will face Seneca in the next round. The WIAA tournament continues Thursday night, and the regional champions will be crowned on Saturday of this weekend. This coming weekend, Pumpkin Fest will be held in Richland Center. And to go along with that and their open house this weekend, Simons Recreation Complex will be hosting a 5K and 10K run. Kyle Ewing is assistant director with Simons Recreation Complex, and he looks forward to the event.
The 5K, 10K, and the walk are going to start at 9 o'clock on that Saturday morning. Well, let me back up. The first event starts at 9, so the 10K will start at 9. These are These are our newly established start times. As you can see, like what we have posted was just 9 o'clock start time, but the 10K will start at 9, the 5K will start at 9:15, and then the walk will start at 9:30. Going to stagger them a little bit in hopes that we can kind of somewhat finish everybody roughly about the same time, because we'll do the awards. I think tentatively we're planning for 10:30. We're hoping for that good weather. Like we were talking, it's supposed to be a nice day. At least it'll be, you've got some other places to kind of walk around and see that day. You'll be able to get into Simon's for free. We're going to actually have the gym open, the UW Richland gym. So people can kind of go in there and walk around as we kind of start to use that a little bit more. And then our foundation is going to be grilling up some brats. And someone was generous enough to donate brats for this event. So we're hoping if you finish the race a little bit early and you're waiting for the awards or something like that, you can get some brats and some other treats as we wait for the award ceremony.
The run walk will also utilize a new timing system.
So three groups went together to purchase it. It was, those can be pretty pricey if anybody knows anything about timing systems and how they work. So three groups went together and now it's our turn to use it. So
have you found that to be, people seem to like it. It's gone over pretty well.
Yeah. And it's definitely worth the cost. It's a lot of work to set up and get ready for, but once you're there, you know how it works. It takes a lot of the extra work with, getting everyone's time down, and it's just a lot more professional. It looks a lot better than just maybe four or five people out there standing with clocks and trying to read your time off one big giant clock at the finish line. So,
Kyle Ewing of Simon's Recreation Complex. You can register for the run walk in advance at simonsrec.com or the day of the event. If you register in advance, the cost to enter is $35 for the run and $20 for the walk. If you register the day of the event, the cost is $40 for the run and $25 for the walk. Major Bowling League scores last night. New York Life had the top series, 35-45. Cardinal CG, 35-18. Richland Family Restaurant, 3,504. Team game honors, New York Life, 12-48. Cardinal CG, 12-36. Vanity Fur Grooming, 12-11. Top series, Derek Calland, 186 over average with a 735. Greg Shep with a 729. And Brandon DeBeichler with a 127 over average night and a 655. Bowling high game honors, Derek Calland, 96 over average with a 279. Greg Shep, 267. Brandon DeBeichler with a 251. Eric Olson bowled a 615 series, 120 over average, and Jason Edgerly with a 544, 112 over average in the Major Bowling League. On the state scene, University of Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh is giving his public support to football coach Luke Fickell for a second time. TMJ4 reports that McIntosh says he still has confidence in Fickell and repeats the program is their long-term investment in him. A letter was sent to fans on Monday. Wisconsin has lost 5 games in a row, hasn't scored a point since October 4th, and still faces 5 difficult games remaining on the schedule. Which kicker do the Packers keep? The guy who doesn't miss a kick or the fellow who just booted the longest field goal in franchise history? Brandon McManus is out with an injury right now, and Lucas Havrasek kicked that 61-yarder in the Arizona game. Acme Packing Company reports that Green Bay could save a lot of money making the switch to the player with a big leg, but Havrasek has only made 4 field goals. One solution to avoid more of a cap hit would be a trade, trading the ultra-reliable McManus to another team when he is healthy. In football last night, Detroit was winner over Tampa Bay 24-9, Seattle 27-19 over Houston. And George Springer put Toronto ahead with a 3-run home run in the 7th inning, and the Blue Jays advanced to the World Series for the first time since 1993 by beating the Mariners 4-3 in Game 7 of the American League Championship Series. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Blue Jays will host Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers in Game 1 on Friday night when the World Series comes to Canada for the third time. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.